here. I know most of you don't know this story. It's all about the Lord Jesus Christ, His friends Lazarus, Mary, and Martha. To make the long story short, Lazarus is said in verse number 14. Are you still with me, brethren?
Yes.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. Lazarus is dead. Before that verse, he keep on saying, Mary and Martha saying, Jesus, Jesus, come with us, come with us. Your good friend Lazarus, the friend whom you love, he's sick, he's going to die. And Jesus said, no, 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 he's not going to die. And the disciples said, Lord, Lord, are we not going? Look at your friend, they are requesting you to go. Look at this verse. I like one thing here in this verse. In verse number 7, look at verse number 7, the Bible says, Then after, that saith he to his disciples, Let us go into Judea again. And his disciples say unto him, Master, the Jews of the late sought to stone thee, and goest thou thither again? Jesus answered, Are they not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not because he seek the light of this world. Before that situation, he said, no, 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 don't worry. We'll not go yet. Lazarus will not die. He's not going to die. And afterwards, he said, now let's go. Now let's go. You know what, brethren? I believe with all my heart, God is the author of perfect timing.
Amen.
Amen.
God is the author of perfect timing. It might be on your time. It might not be on my time. But God knows the perfect timing. He will never be late. He will never be advanced. He is always there on time for you and for me.
Amen.
Perfect timing. That's the reason why He's the author of music. Music involves perfect timing.
Yeah.
And that's what we call a music term, rhythm. We have 4/4. We have 3/4. We don't have rock and roll. We have 4/4. We have 3/4. That's the reason why we don't mess up music. Are you still with me?
Amen.
You're behaving, man. Some churches, they say, let's change our music. Actually, it's not a music, it's a noise.
Yeah, that's right.
What we need is godly music.
Amen.
When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. With a rhythm. With the perfect timing. I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that He is living. Whatever men miss. Timing. Somebody is sleeping. Noise. With a rhythm. Do you believe that our God is a God of perfect timing? Amen.
Amen.
Look at these verses, very, very familiar verses in Ecclesiastes chapter number 3. To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up. In verse number 11 it says, He hath made everything beautiful in His time. Also, He has set the world in their heart so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. In Isaiah, very familiar verse again here. In Isaiah chapter number 55 and verse number 6. Seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call you upon Him while He is near. Verse number 7. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon. Verse number 8, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. Even the apostles, they teach that principle in Romans chapter number 8 and verse number 28. The Bible says, very familiar verse. In Romans chapter number 8 and verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good.
Amen.
You believe that? Amen.
Amen.
All things work together for good. To them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. I'll just give you a very simple advice tonight. Many people Christians and non-Christians, and most are carnal and backsliding Christians, they are using this verse. Oh, preacher, isn't it? The Bible says all things work together for good. I believe on that, but not all for the people. Not all for the old people. Very clear in the verse, it says, to them that love God.
Amen.
You don't need to pause there. You need to continue the verse, and it says, all things work together for good. The film that entitled Fighting the Giant, if we win, we praise him. If we lose, we praise him. Why? All things work together for good. But listen, to them that love God.
Amen.
To them who are the called according to his purpose. To those God, to the people of God who love God, to the people of God who are called by God and obeying God's word.
Yes.
Not all for the people, but for the people who love God. Hebrews 11, the Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Now let's go back to the story Jesus said. And said Jesus unto them plainly. Now, he's talking to the crowd plainly. Lazarus is dead. And look at verse 15. Jesus said, and I am glad for your sakes. Are you still with me? Amen?
Yeah.
And I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. Jesus said, I want you to know, folks, now it's confirmed Lazarus is dead. But you know what, folks? I was so glad I was not there. And maybe if carnal Christians were there, backsliding people of God are there listening to God's Jesus Christ speech, they might just thinking, what? He was glad he was not there. And even I believe Mary and Martha is, asking and arguing, what? We're calling him. If he will just be here, Lazarus might be, we might save Lazarus' life. Did you know, brethren, that God sometimes allowed us truly to be in the situation that as if we are thinking, where is God? I cannot feel him. I cannot see his power now. Where is God? Jesus said, I was not there. I was not there. God sometimes intended things in our lives, difficult, hard, painful, very, very difficult days.
God sometimes intendedly allowed us to go through that situation.
And you know what he said? I was not there. I'm glad I was not there. To the intent that you may believe. Yes, I was not there. It's because I want you to believe. I already told you, he's not there. That's the reason why in the next verses, very familiar verses, in verse 25, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. In verse 26 it says, and whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Can you imagine people of God have been through the Lord Jesus Christ many, many years? Still the Lord knows these people are, waving their faith in God. Still their unbelief is, attacking them most of the time. Do you believe, brethren, even God's people here in this building, sometimes our doubts and fears and unbelief are attacking us? And the devil is using that weapon for us to give up, and for us to quit, and for us not to go to church, and for us to stop doing soul winning, for us to stop giving for the Lord, for us to stop serving the Lord. And of course, humanly speaking,
yourself for the first time. I remember David when he spoke in the book of Psalms, chapter number 42. I know you know this verse, but chapter number 40. Go to Psalms chapter number 40, please. Very quick. I'm almost done. Are you still with me, man? Psalms chapter number 40, David said, I waited patiently for the Lord. Are you there?
Amen.
Look at this verse. Very wonderful story here. Wonderful, wonderful principle here, brethren. Psalms chapter number 40, David said, I waited patiently for the Lord. You know, I love this verse. You know why? Because the verse doesn't end up there to the Lord. There's a continuation that it says, and He inclined unto me. Are you not glad tonight that when you call upon the name of the Lord, when you ask the Lord to forgive you, when you ask the Lord to heal you, when you ask the Lord to provide your need, the Bible says, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not.
Amen.
David said, I patiently wait for the Lord. Look at the next phrase. It says, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. When I read this verse, I've been wondering why David waited patiently for the Lord. I'll show you why very quick. Go to verse 12, please. Go to verse 12. Are you still with me,
amen?
David said, for innumerable evils, can we read together, please? Ready, go. For innumerable evils have compassed me about me. My iniquities have taken hold upon me, so that I am not able to look up. They are more than the hairs of my head. Therefore, my heart faileth me. He's in a situation that I believe. He's in a situation that he's waiting for God to forgive him. He's waiting for God to show up to him and say, well, I'm here to recharge you. I'm here to revive you. I'm here to restore you. And you can see what David said. The reason why, because of innumerable evils. Cannot number. Evil that cannot be numbered. Innumerable evil around me. That's a good excuse, amen. Lisa?
Oh, preacher, because of my wife. Oh, preacher, because of my husband. He tempted me.
Just like Eve, remember? Or just like Adam.
Lord, because of Eve.
And he said,
because of the serpent.
Good excuse, amen.
Because so many temptations around me, preacher.
Where are you last Sunday? Where are you last Wednesday? Oh, preacher, I'm sorry. I need to go to a party. They are expect so many activities, so many programs. Good excuse. But look what he said. Secondly, for innumerable evils compass me about. Now he's admitting his own fault. He said, mine iniquities have taken hold upon me. First, he's trying to do some excuse. Lord,
I will wait for you. Forgive me, Lord. Restore me, Lord. Revive me, Lord. Recharge me, Lord. I want to go back to the track, to the right track that you want me to be. I want to serve you. Because, Lord, there are so many innumerable evils around me. They keep tempting me. They kept discouraging me, Lord.
Nice excuse. But I like his attitude. Secondly, he said, Lord, not just them, even mine iniquities. You know, sometimes we people, we are good sometimes to throw our finger to others. And we never realize it starts from us. We're good sometimes to throw our, blame to others. But the truth of the matter is that we're the first one. He said, my iniquities have taken hold upon me so that I am not able to look up. You know what? The reason why sometimes we cannot stay focused to the Lord. There are so many first innumerable evil around us. And we have so many iniquities in our lives.
That's the reason why Apostle Paul said in Hebrews, lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily beset us, so you can run with patience the race that is set before you. A runner, an athlete, can never run fast so quickly. It is wearing pajama and winter coat with a helmet and with a sword. He needs to lay aside every weight, and more especially the sin that bothers you to stay focused. David said, my iniquities has hold me. I cannot look up. I cannot stay focused. I want to serve you, Lord. I want to be faithful to you, but I cannot stay focused. They compassed me about. Now it came to a point he realized all his mistakes. And he said, I waited patiently for the Lord. Please forgive me, Lord. Please revive me, Lord. Please recharge me. Please restore me. A cell phone can never be used unless it's recharged. You know, we need recharge. We need to be recharged every now and then. We need to be revived. We need to be reminded every now and then. I'm glad I was not there, Jesus said, to the intent that ye may believe. That ye may believe. You know, it's sad nowadays, even in our country, Richard, those people that used to preach that this Bible, this King James Bible, is pure Word of God, inspired, preserved Word of God. Now they are the same people who's telling it might be, you know, not pure, it might be not preserved. It's sad.
Yeah.
Brethren, it is not our responsibility to question this book.
Right.
It's our responsibility to preach this book. It's not our responsibility to debate, discuss this book. Our responsibility, brethren, is to preach this book. Apostle Paul said to Timothy, preach the word! Preach the word! Be instant in season and out of season. Preach the word!
That's right.
That's our responsibility, to preach the word. Even in our country, Baptist churches, they started to change now their Bible in the church. You are allowed to use King James Bible. You are allowed to use American Standard Version. You are allowed to use NIV, not Inspired Version. You know why the preacher said? Oh, because King James Bible is so hard to understand. Are you with me tonight?
Yes.
Do you know that God intentionally made that King James Bible hard to understand for you to believe? God designed it that way. You don't question it. You don't argue with it. Just preach the word. God designed it that way. Who among you here tonight are honest in his heart, her heart, would say sometimes you're reading your Bible and truly, thinking Bible is hard to understand. Don't give up, brother. God designed it that way. For you to believe. I never saw it. I cannot understand. I cannot comprehend. I've never been there. He wants you to believe. It's hard, but he wants you to believe. Just keep on believing. The Bible says without faith, it is impossible. Please God. Believe that He can save you tonight. If you're not saved tonight, my friend, I want you to know God loves you. His church loves you so much. Your family loves you so much. If you're not yet sure of 100% of heaven, if you're not yet sure that you're on the way to heaven tonight, I want you to know that God loves you, and we want you to be saved tonight. We want you to be sure of heaven tonight. Don't miss this wonderful night. Not tomorrow, not next week, not next month. Jesus said, now is the day of your salvation. This is the right time for you to be saved.
Amen.
Believe that you can be saved tonight. Amen. Remember the Philippian jailer? what must I do to be saved? Very, very meaningful question in the Bible. What must I do to be saved? Servants of God said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that He can save you tonight. Believe that He can separate you from this world. We strongly believe in the doctrine of separation. You say amen?
Amen.
We believe in the doctrine of salvation by grace through faith. We also believe in the doctrine of separation. You say amen?
Amen.
It's sad that nowadays seldom Baptist churches preach the doctrine of separation.
Yeah.
You believe that God's people are peculiar people, separated people. It means holy people. This world is not my home, we're just passing through. I love that song that my dad used to teach us when we were a kid. The words I used to say, I say them no more. The words I used to say, I say them no more. The words I used to say, I say them no more. It was a grand day when I was born again.
Amen.
The place I used to go, I go there no more. The place I used to go, I go there no more. The place I used to go, I go there no more. It was a grand day when I was born again.
Amen.
The clothes I used to wear, I wear them no more.
Amen.
The clothes I used to wear, I wear. Quiet, brethren. Wear them no more. The clothes I used to wear, I wear them no more. It was a grand day when I was born again.
Amen.
Are you born again tonight?
Amen.
The friends I used to go, I go to them no more. The friends I used to go, it was a grand day when I was born again. You are my peculiar people, the Bible says. You are my chosen people. You are God's people. You are holy people. And we must live a holy life because we have a holy God.
Yeah.
Believe that He can save you tonight. Believe that He can separate you tonight. And lastly, believe that He can sustain you tonight. I love that song that says, God never moves without purpose or plan. You know this economy situation right now all over the world? I tell you, brethren, God will never, never be moved. God will never, never be bothered about that. God will never, never be worried about that because He owns the universe. Maybe your company shut down. Maybe your boss laid you off. He will never be worried about that because He owns the universe.
Amen.
He owns everything in this world. God will take care of you.
Amen.
You need to know that. You need to believe in that. That He will never leave me. That He will never forsake me. That my God will supply my needs. There is nothing too hard for the Lord.
Amen.
He can sustain you. Preacher, I cannot comprehend. I cannot see it. Be assured to the intent that you may believe. Tonight, God wants you to believe. God wants you to increase your faith. God wants you to increase your love. To trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And to lean not unto thy own understanding. I like verse 6, in all thy ways.
Amen.
And He will direct thy paths.
Amen.
Have you ever realized that when you go up or you go down, you need God's direction?
Amen.
In all thy ways, acknowledge Him because of Him. I like what Apostle Paul used to say, keep on saying, by the grace of God, I am what I am.
Amen.
He can save you tonight. He can separate you tonight. Believe. He can sustain you tonight. Preacher, I cannot feel it. I cannot see it. I cannot understand it. Where is God that time? Sometimes He intended me did that to you, to me.
for you to believe. Are we still believing God today? Are we still totally depending upon God? What truly makes you happy, my friend? What truly makes you calm? If our bank accounts are full, if our refrigerator are full, if your boss said, our company is stable, nobody laid off this year, what makes you truly calm? You know what, my friend? Whether you like it or not, it is only God who made it. Heaven and earth shall pass away. Everything in this world will be shut down. But my word will never pass away. The truth of the matter is, the only thing we need is our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. I like that song, only Jesus can satisfy your soul. And only He can change your mind and make you whole. He'll give you peace you never know, sweet love and joy and heaven too. For only Jesus can satisfy your soul. My friend, I'm glad I was not there, Jesus said, to the intent that you may believe. I am the resurrection and the life, Jesus said. Though you were dead, yet shall we believe again. Believe us, thou this. Shall we all stand up, please? Shall we stand up, please? Father in heaven, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for allowing us to gather tonight. Thank you for your precious word. I believe, Father God, it's not an accident. It's not an accident. I know in some way, somehow, your powerful word will work and move into our hearts. Through the powerful move and work of your powerful Holy Spirit. Yeah. There might be an intonation and language barrier, but I've done my best. This is not my word, this is your word. Please, please, save the lost tonight. And challenge your people. We need this, Father God, nowadays, to say, I believe in God. I believe in God. Please, challenge our hearts. There's nothing too hard for the Lord.